Beginning current daf Masechtas Moed Katan daf Gimel beginning on Alpha beginning Tais Masla beginning as the Gemara of Kol Sadav Shebekerem. So to all that are in the vineyard and in the field, which Tais says Cholhan Avodas Elel, all those different avodas that the Brisa mentioned that are forbidden, of weeding and pruning, all these different things and smoking and the dust, that all these things I was saying of Kol Sadav Shebekerem are Noigis Beim Sadav Shebekerem. They're applicable both by fields and by vineyards. And Tais said, "Vafilish is mentioned not to know again." Okay, although there are some of these customs that are mentioned in the Brisa that we don't do anymore in fields and vineyards. Yeshlema, you could say, then in their place they would do that. But Gimelas is Mesod Bekerem, then that would be the norm to do it both in the fields and the vineyard. Then that's what the Dibur Maskel Tais is going on, saying that yeah, all these apply as problems that are prohibited in fields and in vineyards. We don't treat it as a klal prat and klal, which Tais says that this is how they heard from Rebbe Lo that the kivin that prat b'lo say since the specific is a negative prohibition, so klal achren the subsequent klal in the mitzvah prat mashmusa is not going to exclude the prat from its specification. And therefore, the inner klal prat klal, you can't treat it as with a klal afterwards. And rather, the dinyanim klal prat, so you just treat it as a klal prat, which in klal mashu prat, and not whatever's just as even more lenient of kina prat. That's a Rashi explains. This is linearly. This does not seem to be correct to me. Could the menon derbala severely hachim? Why do we know derbala holds like this? Emo, you could interpret it differently. You could say that prat shu belays to say bottle, the specific which a negative prohibition is nullified. Of a klal mukamai, but rather the klal stays as it is. According to the words of Beloi, he says indonis of klal prad the klal. But what does he mean to say? Not that the klal prad, but maybe that actually you make it like a klal that includes everything and not only the specific. Because based on the wording, it's difficult to me. Because I might hear it's why is the Gemara answer? Oh, the kule amma. No, it's not. This is not what they disagree on. Evan holds less of the rebbe. They don't hold the rebbe. But Vahava Matzla Terutze, but the Gemara could have answered that the Kulam Islu that everyone holds of Rebbe, because the Bechal Mokum everywhere, Sugis Hashas, generally in the topics of the Gemara, he, the Kibin, the Matzla Meimor, if you could say the Kulam Islu is Tavaris Amayra, that everyone holds up the logic of the Amayra, limited in Leslu, we don't say that they don't hold a bit. So rather, Balei Mahochi, why didn't the Gemara say like this? The Kulam Islu Rebbe, everyone holds Rebbe, that we don't treat as a cloud about the cloud. And Mandame ain't like Shabbat's one that says that you don't get lashes. Okay, that makes sense because we're not treating it as a klal prat a klal. We're treating it as a klal and prat, and it's not including all these other cases. Manda maloika, but the one says that you do get lashes. It's really kihach braisa because he holds like the braisa the Gemara brought that, and later on that we're including all the avoidis in the field and the vineyard. The maskalei l'telotas mikra that says sadchaloi karmachaloi that all the malacha in the field and all the malacha in your karmi you're not allowed to do. And because somebody holds lavas machdu, it's not just an illusion. No, drasha gemur, it's a bona fide drasha, but that's how he knows it. But then everyone could hold of Rebbe Lo's halacha of that you don't treat it as a klal prat a klal based on the way Rashi interpreting. So rather, it says, but there, to me, it appears that actually the ha lema above and omer below, behold, this is what the gemur wants to say. Oh, let's make this dependent on Rebbe's teaching in the name of Rebbe Lo, behold, etc. Caused by kagav. It's going like this: the leka hachel le klal prat. Why do we treat only as a klal prat? Not like the way Rashi said because of elu chal mashav prat is because the klal basal lechashav is because we don't consider the last klal significant, not because the prat is a loisase, but keeping that klal b'kor achrina, it's because the second klal is in a different pasuk. The chashav b'chlal hamaruchik zem zem, they consider a klal that's so far one from the other, keeping the lahav b'chad kara because it's not one pasuk. There's an opinion that says the kibin habba betzvei kroy. Once two of the limits start for them have a klal prat klal. You cannot combine them anymore to be klal prat klal. But chanami, so they were here also lahava al klal prat. Therefore, it's not anymore klal prat, and that makes sense why the gemara didn't want to say it holds in that because that's not necessarily how we hold. And therefore, the gemara says that that was his teaching because the klal baster is far, not because it's a the prat is a loisase. And Tyson brings V'hachi Eka Girsa B'Yerushalmi Decline Parakhas, or as some have the Girsa from the Bach, and this is the Girsa of Rabbi Nachmanel, that actually, which Tyson had asked, why don't we say that everyone holds a Berlo? It's actually, there is such a Girsa. Chadam, like one says, you get lashes, some of the Kerbelo. Holds a Kerbelo, that the Ein Anid B'Chalal Prat, that you don't consider as that it's not as a Klala Prat, Kivin HaPrat B'Leisa, say, since the specific is a negative prohibition, so HaPrat bottle, V'Aklab M'Kamei Oymed, and L'Fikach Amma, therefore he says, Kol HaChayosh B'Shvi'is Lekei, yeah, whoever plows in the Shemitah is going to get lashes, because it is included. And because the klal is what remains. And B'Chadam HaOn says, HaChayosh B'Shvi'is Eino Lekei, no, if someone plows in the Shemitah, he's not going to get lashes, because L'Fikach Amma, therefore he does not hold this Hidrim Allah, El Don Lesa B'Chal Prat, rather you do treat it like a klal and prat. And so how in mean can you let only what's the specific and nothing else, which would not include that of all these other cases. But Badakhala, and that's what the Gemara rejects, it says no, not necessarily are they disagreeing the teaching below. The Kula Isilja below. No, everyone holds the teaching below. Man the Malaika Shabbat one says you get lashes, okay, that's exactly what you're below, that you're not gonna treat as a klal prat a klal. And meaning I'm not gonna treat it as a klal prat. Umando Ama in like the one says you don't get lashes. It says, Mechdi, let's see. Zmir de Bechlal Zriya Betzir de Bechulu. Pruning was already included in the category of planting and harvesting. So, Bimnav Shechlem, if you want to say, Lamanda Malaika, my cousin Mon Zmir Betzir, and so what's with the other Mandama? Why, if you hold that you get lashes, why does the Torah tell you Zmir Betzir? Shemek Sabah Lavi Seir, also maybe it's going to tell you additional Lavan or Inami, or additionally Sabah Karim Besad Lavi Yalav. You wouldn't know a vineyard from a field. They had to say by the Sada, which was the case of Zriya and Ketzira, and then became whether by a vineyard, which to mention Zmir and Betzir, so that's why he mentioned them, but that's only because you wouldn't know Tzav from Karim. But this is a different gears according to Rabbein Chananel regarding what was the teaching of Ribbelo, and that actually everyone holds of Ribbelo, and therefore that's the, and the machlekes would be that the one that says if you don't get lashes is because. Why are you saying these psukim? So to tell you that it's only these and therefore you're not going to get malchus on these other ones.